My name's Hannah Presley. I'm here working with the weavers from the Victorian Aboriginal Weaving Collective. We were invited to create a sculpture by the Koori Heritage Trust based on the Light in Winter Festival theme of fire and ice. So we have got Marilyn Nichols here working on a beautiful big linear weaving piece that represents the sun. We've got Glenda Nichols, her sister, working on an amazing net that will be used to represent some ice for the fire and ice. And we've got Donna Blackall working on these beautiful coiled shapes that will represent the drops of water, and they're made in greens to show the colours of the Murray River. So the whole piece is slowly coming to formation. We've been working on it for a couple of days now, and this afternoon we have a cutoff of 4 o'clock to get it all assembled and on display. For me, it's really important just to be a part of the community and to be doing things. My family's from a different part of the country. My family's from Central Australia, so I'm not there with them. I'm down here, so it's nice to be working with the community to do something and celebrate. And I know these ladies, it's meant so much to them to be a part of this event. We had the NAIDOC march. As you can see, there's a lot of people around. We had the NAIDOC march meet here at, I think, 1:30, 2 o'clock they started arriving, to have the weaving happening here on the stage around the campfire and all these people coming to see and talk about what they were doing. It's an important time to let everyone else know that we're here and we're still doing things. And, you know, the amount of people that have come up and said, oh, we didn't even know you guys weaved. And like, these Koori weavers have been doing this forever, and their families have been doing it forever, and it's a chance to actually get it out there. The Weaving Collective is actually showing Upper Craft Victoria at 31 Flinders Lane. They have a beautiful big display in the window of the weavers' work. So if you get a chance, that's up until the 23rd of July.
Can you just let our listeners know your name and where you're from and what you're doing here today?
Yes, hi, my name's Glenda. Glenda Nichols. I'm from Swan Hill in Victoria. I was born in Wamba Wamba, Wadi Wadi country. My dad's Yorta Yorta and my mother is Nurindjuri. Our installation piece today, we've been working on it for 3 days. We decided that something to do with the solstice. So after a discussion, we decided that we would have the sun melting ice and forming droplets of water at the base. Different types of weaving. We've got wrapping. I've used netting, the knotted techniques in net weaving. And another lady that's working with us is using raffia to make the coil, do the coiling technique. I can't wait to see it all put together at the end of this day.
And this is something you teach around Melbourne and around Australia. What are some of the techniques that you do teach?
I work with feathercraft, so I like making feather flowers. I also do work with pine needles, making little baskets and coasters and little types of mats. But just lately I've been working with knotting and net weaving. The knot that I use is a knot that's been used along the Murray River system for many years, so we don't use that net anymore as a tool. So I've turned it into art so that the knotting technique doesn't get lost. The process is still continuing. And interesting enough, I've just come back from the Festival of the Pacific Arts in Guam, and I was lucky enough to meet the net weaver from over in Guam, and they use the same knot over there. The process is a little bit different, but the knot is exactly the same. So I was really excited to see that.
And what do you think the importance of carrying on these traditions to your culture and teaching new generations?
Well, look, as Aboriginal people, we've learnt to adapt over the years. That's why we're still here. To keep this process going, I think we need to keep teaching it, especially to our communities first and foremost, before we put it out there to the wider community, and especially with men, getting men back into weaving. If we look at history, a lot of our men were really good weavers. So it was nice to have a workshop recently at Koori Heritage Trust, a men's weaving, net weaving workshop, just to get some of the men, I don't know, it's just that probably that stigma around weaving that's, you know, it's women's work, but it's not. Some of the men in our history books, but if you look in some of the books, you'll see men weaving. They carry their dilly bags and, yeah, those sorts of things, the bird nets, fish nets. men were pretty instrumental in weaving, as were the women and children. So yes, it's important. It's really fantastic. It's exciting being down here during NAIDOC Week, especially working with the group that I'm working with in the last couple of days. And we were asked to do this collaborative piece. That's pretty exciting. And to see it here in Federation Square when the march is happening, yeah, it's really good. Yeah. Something I think might be a practice that'll be carried on.
My name's Marilyn Nichols, and I'm a weaver, and today I've done a weaving format for the last 3 days, working on the sun to go with the festival that's on.
I'm Donna Blackall. I yorta yorta, but live in Ballarat, and yeah, I've been a part of this collaboration. I've been doing the water.
And I can see a lot of people gathering around, just seeing what you've done and appreciating what you've done. Have you found that people are really interested in what you've made?
Yes. What we've done is we're three weavers, and we've done three different styles of weaving. Donna's done the coil weaving. Glenda's done netting, which is to do with knotting as well, knotting the string together to make a net. And I've done the twining and the line work and knot tying with the sun.
So with all that, it's modern take on and using modern materials to make our piece together. Glenda's been teaching some of our own mobs to weave, do the net weaving, and plus I teach everyone who's interested at the Heritage Trust. And it's just a great idea to do our traditional weaves but bring it into a modern form and to go with today's times.
What I've been doing is teaching weaving, but also talking about the environmental issues to do with traditional grasses and doing workshops on those. So I've been pretty busy with that, talking about waterways and our native grasses and protecting them, and also teaching traditional weaving practices.
And what are some of the things that you talk about when you're teaching about the waterways and protection?
Healthy waterways, clean environment, and we have healthy plants and good plants to be able to weave with, and not plants that have been in water that's been polluted within soils and environmental issues around it as well.
Yeah. We just want to give a shout out to Hannah Presley and Naomi from the Heritage Trust and Craft Victoria. They have brought us together in making this one piece, and just want to say a big thank you to them. And otherwise, we wouldn't be here today without their extra help in, bringing us together as the Victorian Aboriginal Weaving Collectives.
Yeah. And I just wanted to say thank you too for the campfire experience and to be able to experience the campfire. And I think it's a really great project to have within this festival. It adds a lot of talking around the fire, which we've had over the last 3 days, and many interested people and children. So it's been really good.